A shade more exhausting than needlework, John observed. A shade more fun than needlework, Arya gave back at him. John grinned, reached over, and messed up her hair. Arya flushed. They'd always been close. John had his father's face, as she did. They were the only ones. Robb and Sansa and Bran, and even little Rickon, all took after the Tullys, with easy smiles and fire in their hair. When Arya had been little, she had been afraid that meant that she was a bastard too. It had been John she had gone to in her fear, and John who had reassured her. "Why aren't you down in the yard?" Arya asked him. He gave her a half smile. "Bastards are not allowed to damage young princes," he said. "Any bruises they take in the practice yard must come from true-born swords." "Oh," Arya felt abashed. She should have realized. For the second time today, Arya reflected that life was not fair. She watched her little brother whack at Tommen. "I could do just as good as Bran," she said. "He's only 7, I'm 9. John looked her over with all his 14-year-old wisdom. "You're too skinny," he said. He took her arm to feel her muscle. Then he sighed and shook his head. "I doubt you could even lift a longsword, little sister, never mind swing one." Arya snatched back her arm and glared at him. John messed up her hair again. They watched Bran and Tommen circle each other.